Well, here we are once again doing the Mike and Murphy Show, only...
It's not Mike.
It's not Mike. Wibbly jumping in the seat over there, taking over.
I think I could get my voice as low as Mike's if I pretend I'm... No, I'm not going to do it. It's Wibbly for Mike.
It would hurt after a while, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. He does have a deep voice. So today we're doing Can't Beat the Original Part 2, because we did a Part 1 a few weeks back, and we had so many songs left over where we said we got to do more of these, because there's so many great original songs. And sometimes, and this is the case here, Higher Ground from Stevie Wonder, fantastic version of this song. But the Red Hot Chili Peppers did a fantastic version as well. Did you ever hear their version?
Kudos to them for even trying.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they have an interesting little bass player. You heard of that guy?
Flea. Yeah, I know Flea.
Good old Flea. And he just funks the heck out of this song. And they do a very respectable version. Not better than Stevie. Maybe as good as, but not better than.
I think we got a few in that category here.
Yes.
But speaking of Stevie Wonder, he did a cover of the Beatles song, We Can Work It Out. And he Steve-ifies it, no question about it.
Yes.
But I don't know if you can, if you should funk pop the original out of the Beatles. McCartney tune, I think, credited to McCartney and Lennon, as they did many times. Mm-hmm. So if they can work it out, I guess we can too.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight, I'll say goodnight. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out.
Thank you.
Well, funk was certainly riding high back in the early 70s, and Ohio players, of course, they were very funky. And get that heavy bass line in this one. Love Roller Coaster. And guess who covered this?
I'm going to say Red Hot Chili Peppers again. A theme is emerging.
Yes, I think maybe Flea really liked the funk, didn't he?
Well.
Yeah, the whole band did, but you know.
He's paying homage to his roots.
Absolutely, and he's certainly, he could have fit in very well in the 70s in any of these funk bands. So.
All right, we're going to switch it up now because we're going from funk to friendly. You got a friend, Carole King. I heard she wrote this song because James Taylor in Fire and Rain said he doesn't have a friend. So Carole King says, you got a friend. She puts it on Tapestry. He comes around and puts it on Mudslide Slim. You know, can you really take away from Carole King? I don't know. It's hard for me to say, but she is the writer. She is the originator, and I don't think you should touch Carole King if you know what's good for you.
Right, right. And this might be one of those examples of two great versions of the same song, but maybe we'll get to give the advantage to Carole.
You just call
It's Mike and Murphy time, but Wibley's here, so I'm going to chime in here about Ritchie Valens' version of La Bamba. Now, this is a traditional song, so he took it from the tradition and put it into the pop mix, and then in 87, Los Lobos comes around and does it, and I think they do a very good, but I really think it's a matter of production with them, that Los Lobos has the advantage of the technology, so... You know, I'm gonna say Ritchie takes it because he introduced the Mexican flavor songs into the American culture, and Los Lobos was just doubling down on that.
Yeah, and then doing it really for the movie, right? So they were the movie about
Ritchie Valens. Yes.
Yeah, so I guess we'll give them both credit there, but we're gonna go with Ritchie because the name of our show is. Can't beat the original.
I forgot already.
Can't beat the original.
I'm just
part
having
two.
Fun in the studio. Okay. I do know that Sweet Dreams is up next. So
Sweet Dreams are made of this or these. It's supposed to be this. We were talking about that earlier, but it seems like she sings.
I think Annie Lennox says these, and she can say anything she wants.
Right. Well, it tends to rhyme better, sounds better, but you know. We'll go with it. But anyway, yeah. So who else did this? Of course, it was Marilyn Manson in 1995. And Marilyn Manson, a gothic, band and heavy metal. And
I am willfully and blissfully ignorant of Marilyn Manson.
And she should probably stay that way. So now Emily Browning did a version of this, too, with a very haunting, slowed down orchestra rendition.
Now, I like when that happens.
Yes.
I like you take a song that has a pop beat and you bring it back around with a soulful rendition. That is new art.
Yeah, and you're not copying what they did. You're making something new out of what they did, and that's we should celebrate that. But in the end, we're going to give the Eurythmics credit for doing as good as you can possibly do.
Some of them want to get used by you.
me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame? My tears feel like rain. My heart, when you said we'll part, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. When you said goodbye, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
If you dig really, really deep into somebody's 45 collection, you might find a version of that called Ain't It a Shame. But Fats Domino, you know, he had that really authentic laid-back groove, the rhythm and blues things going down. And then he's gonna cover this. Everybody would think, of course, you're going to get Pat Boone to bring it up and give it his white boy touch onto the soul.
Schmaltzy.
Yeah, but... Pat Boone, I mean, he is a genre unto himself, and we play a lot of Pat Boone on the show, so I'm not going to really diss him, but I'm going to say, if Fats Domino did it, he's going to get the credit.
Much, much better than Pat Boone. I'll say that. Give Pat Boone credit for his own original songs, but if he had any. But anyway.
I don't know that he ever did.
Well, that one Moody River... I mean, somebody else wrote it, but I don't think it was done before him, was it?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, that's for another show. How about, so we're doing, you know, Can't Beat the Original. So Herman's Hermits released Dandy, and they had a top 30 hit with it here in the United States. The Kinks had, at this point, 1966, weren't allowed to tour in the U.S. anymore. So because of that... they didn't wind up releasing Dandy here in the U.S. It was released in the U.K., became a big hit, written by Ray Davies about his younger brother Dave, who, of course, is the guitarist for the band. And Dave was a little bit of a womanizer. He loved the women.
Just a little?
Yeah, just a little bit. And so this was written for him, probably cautioning his brother, maybe take a step back.
Dandy, Dandy, where you gonna go now? Who you gonna run to? All your little life, you're chasing all the girls. They can't resist your smile. Oh, they long for Dandy, Dandy, chatting up the ladies, tickling the fancy, pouring out your charm to meet your own demands and turn it off at will. Oh, they love. they're gonna play. Oh, yellow down dandy, 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 dandy. You know you're moving much too fast, and dandy, you know you can't escape the past. Look round thee and see the people settle down. And when you're old and grey, you will remember what they said. That two girls are too many, three's a crowd, and four you're dead. Oh, dandy, dandy, when you're gonna give up? Are you feeling old now? You always will be free. You need no sympathy. A bachelor, you will stay. And dandy, you're
Holly,
Smokey Robinson,
Elton John.
Find them all here on 97.9 The Wren.
So there's a band that got together, a couple guys from REM and a person that we play a lot here, Warren Zevon, called themselves the Hindu Love Gods, which is a heck of a name for a group. And they put together one album, and they covered this by Prince. This is called Raspberry Beret. And they did a really good job. Warren Zevon handling lead vocals. And he, I would say his version's just about as good as Prince, but I don't think anybody will ever exceed Prince. I can't say that, can I? Why? Because nothing compares to you.
Oh, gosh, you're right.
Yeah, that's the one exception. There's always an exception to every rule. There's the exception. Prince got bested one time.
Prince got princed.
Yep, one time. Only one time only.
Yeah. Okay, now we're on to the next thing, and which was the is the original better? I don't know. This is a tough one for me because I heard Helen Reddy's version of I Don't Know How to Love Him before I heard Yvonne Elliman's, but Yvonne Elliman is the original in Mary Magdalene in Jesus Christ Superstar. And if you were alive in 1970, you heard this album, and there wasn't any getting around it. There was the album, there was the movie, and it was the breakout for Yvonne Elliman. Mm-hmm. So she pretty much sets the standard and the bar, and I would say that Helen Reddy, with her tone, and was very emotional and straightforward, a little more pop-oriented. But again, the show is about the original is the best.
Yeah, or at least you can't get better than that.
Can't get better than can't I would do
say,
better than that.
I would say in this case, I would give the nod to Yvonne, just because her voice. In this song in particular, but in the whole album, throughout the Jesus Christ Superstar album, she has to be tough and vulnerable all at the same time. And boy, does she pull it off on this one.
Days when I
So that would be The Strange Loves, I Want Candy. And it was originally written and recorded by a trio of Brooklyn producers. And this was a fictional band, The Strange Loves.
There's a lot of those. I mean, the Archies didn't really exist.
Right.
So
maybe we should do a show on that.
I heard that Tony Orlando and Don started from, he was like a producer and was doing this thing and didn't intend to go with it. Mm-hmm. But then the hit happened, so they invented Don after the fact.
Right. And they had to, they didn't originally put his name on it because he felt like he already had a job and he was kind of doing this at another studio. And so he didn't want to jeopardize his job at the first studio.
I guess they figured it out, though.
They figured it out.
But that
eventually.
I don't know if you can get 30 songs out of that, but it's worth looking into.
Well, we'll just play a bunch of different Archie songs. How about that? Or play Sugar Sugar over and over and over
again. I do want to say that Bow Wow Wow really did, they captured the essence of that sound very well. And again, modernized because of production more than anything else. Yeah. And they had the video, so.
And MTV, yeah, was big then. Obviously, that wasn't around in the 60s. And so, yeah, they certainly got a lot out of that song.
Yeah, but it doesn't
hurt. But you can't beat the original.
Well, it's you start to get confused when you see someone like Annabella Wynn.
Right, right.
Yeah, having the video option. But song-wise, got to go to the original.
Yes, I agree.
Can't do better. Mm-hmm. All right, we got the next one up here is Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. This is another one. I've wondered about doing a show like this. It's just those cringy girl-woman songs.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Puckett, I think every one of them fits into this category.
Young
of Neil
Love,
Diamond singing.
Girl,
yeah. And then Tarantino puts it in Pulp Fiction with Urge Overkill doing a version. And that puts it, we were talking about it, Pulp Fiction is a thing unto itself. It's a love it or hate it film. And if you attach the song to the film, that's where you get this memory that comes out of that that puts it into a new realm. But if we're doing You Can't Beat the Original, I'd still say Neil Diamond in 67. It's just right in that niche of the time where it's just an original quality of a song you can't replicate.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I'd die for you, girl, and all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon you'll need a man. I've been misunderstood for all of my life, but when the same girl just cuts like a knife, the boy's no good. Well, I finally found what I've been looking for, but if they get the chance, they'll end it for sure. Sure they would. Baby, I've done all I could. It's up to you, girl. Come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon you'll need a man. Take my hand.
woman soon, soon. You'll need a man soon. You'll need a man.
Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
The show is about You Can't Beat the Original, and you got Roy Orbison, 1964, definitive version. But wait, wait, 82, here comes Van Halen. David Lee Roth needs to do his thing, and they certainly make an iconic Van Halen song. But when you think about the 60s, you think about a song, voice quality, purity, nothing says it better than Roy.
Yeah,
and then you were telling me about something Elvis said about Roy Orbison. What was it?
Yeah, he said that the best vocalist in the world was Roy Orbison, and yeah, that's a compliment coming from him.
Who's going to argue with the king?
Right, right, and yeah, and then, you know, Van Halen, you know, they certainly are a rock and roll band, but you know, you don't need to rock that song. But we're going to give the distinct advantage to Roy Orbison here, I think.
I agree.
Yes. All right, so how about Julie London's version of Cry Me a River, which was the original?
I don't know this one. I'm really looking forward to hearing it.
Yes, it's the definitive version, the jazz standard. She's sultry while she's telling the guy to get lost, which is, you know, pretty cool way to do it. But, you know, when you think of Joe Cocker's version, it doesn't sound anything like, it sounds like a completely different song. And that's what Joe Cocker did all the time. I think of any Joe Cocker song where he covered somebody else. And he made it very much his own.
Cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Being so untrue, well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear, remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
For an aeroplane, ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend, got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. Oh, my baby just wrote me a letter. Oh, call my baby just wrote me a letter.
Oh, it's Wibbly End for Mike, and I gotta say, we're hearing a lot with name Joe Cocker in here. He keeps trying to recover a song. In this case, it's Alex Chilton's version, and he's like 16 years old doing "Give Me a Ticket for an Air." Well, he's just unbelievable. Actually, saw him live in the 70s. They were doing a all week show at a restaurant that I was working in the kitchen. And I wish I had appreciated what I was seeing. I was there every night all week long, and it puts a nice place in my heart for the song. So I'm going to give it to Alex Chilton for the letter. Although, again, Joe Cocker, hey, is he ever going to win if he keeps doing these songs? He puts his heart into every song.
He really does. And he makes, you know, he just completely changes the song to his own arrangement. So he's not copying somebody else.
But, certainly not. But that that cues up the next song. Who would have ever thought?
Yeah.
Nirvana?
Nirvana, yeah.
Covers Bowie?
Right. And, well, Nirvana, see, Kurt Cobain loved 70s rock because he kind of got passed around from family member to family member. He didn't have a steady home. And so he'd go, first thing he'd do when he went to somebody's house is go to their record collection. And so he would hear all these great 70s artists. He loved the Beatles. He loved Bowie. He loved a lot of different artists. And so when it came time to do MTV Unplugged back in 93, he wanted to do an acoustic version of this, which is fantastic, by the way. Certainly,
not too many artists can create a turn in music the way that Nirvana did.
Right.
Love them or hate them. You had the 80s, you had the hair bands, the metal hair, and the videos, and Cobain, you know, cut from a different cloth.
Yep.
And he certainly proved that there was an audience that wanted it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And basically, the Nirvana's given credit for the whole 90s grunge, you know, kicking it into high gear. So that's a pretty good thing. But
did he do better than Bowie?
Well, we're going to say Bowie was great, and Nirvana was as good as. That's our final judgment on this one.
From the Pepsi of Central Virginia Studios, the best music of all time plays on 97.9 WRENLP Charlottesville. 97.9 The Wren. Tell a friend about us.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but get off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Off of my blue suede shoe.
Well, a lot of people certainly know the Elvis version of that, charted higher than Carl Perkins, but they both came out very similar time period. Elvis held off releasing his version, let Carl get a jump, but he eventually overtook Carl Perkins' version. But both of them, I mean, that's a good success when both people can put out a song right around the same time period and both have huge hits.
Well, we were talking before about how Nirvana created a new genre with a 70s song from Bowie. Now you're talking about Elvis taking over from Perkins, mm-hmm. going into the 60s. So I think that's a theme there of how all the artists are in their handing off the baton. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, yeah. And certainly Elvis knew Perkins from Sun Studios. They were there together. And so Elvis loved the song, as obviously the public did. And even though his version did better, well, that's Elvis. So anything, he could have sang Happy Birthday and had a million seller, you know. I mean, that's the way things were going back then. But.
Well, and you're talking about, we're coming up to the next song here, and we've been discussing the way that what artists did before there were. Before, it wasn't like when Sgt. Pepper came out with the Beatles, okay, here's the theme, here's the whole album, we've made the whole album for this to be listened this way. Prior to that, you had a bunch of singles, you released them, when you got enough of them, then you put out an album after it. So a lot of songs came out on 45 for a while, and bands, even the Beatles, are doing cover songs. So they do the Goffin King song, Chains. Right, the Cookies originally did it in 62, mm-hmm. R&B song, girl group. And the Beatles now, they're doing an album, so what are they going to do? They pick songs to cover, and they stick it on Please Please Me, and it features George Harrison on vocals.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go to who did it better, we're going to stick with the original, Chains by the Cookies.
What, just a side note here,
mm-hmm.
there's a reason we're doing this instead of Twist and Shout, because I can't say that the Isley Brothers' Twist and Shout was as good as the Beatles. That's where the
where Lennon's voice cracks because
right.
he's been singing it all night long.
Right.
I think there might be part three of this show coming
right.
up.
Well, the part three would be where the cover exceeded the original. And certainly that happened a number of times as well.
Well, I think there's about a 50-50 chance that we're going to say Beatles or Joe Cocker tonight. This time it's Beatles again. They take on Chuck Berry. Oh, you talk about the godfather of rock and roll. Berry is right there bringing it with that, the guitar licks and the syncopation and just a blueprint of what rock and roll is. And we were talking about the Beatles before. They're a new band. They're covering songs of their day, the ones they like. And this fits into the whole British wave. I don't know if anybody from the Beatles said it, but I know other artists said, well, the British wave was the English version of American rock and roll that they brought back. And the Beatles are doing homage to that. They do a great job. But Chuck Berry's always going to win in the end.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to beat Chuck, that's for sure. Did you ever hear his inspiration for this song?
Uh-uh.
The song is actually stemmed from a tongue-in-cheek feud with his classically trained sister, who was named Lucy, and she used to monopolize the family piano, playing classical stuff where he wanted to play rock and roll. So
Quite the battle.
But in the end, I think he got more well-known than she did, so...
It's good to know. I wouldn't have thought about Chuck Berry knowing anything about Beethoven.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Beethoven and Tchaikovsky. So, all right. How about Atlantic City? Bruce Springsteen.
I was today years old when I found out that the band continued to record after they broke up.
Yes. And Levon Helm handled lead vocals. And we love Levon Helm here. I just think he's one of the greatest of all times. Just what a perfect voice, and it works so well for this song. So I'd have to give him and the band credit of being right there with Springsteen's. But Springsteen's is raw. This is he recorded the Nebraska album pretty much on a cassette tape recorder with his guitar and his vocal. That's all he did. He was tired of the whole band thing, the whole big thing, and he wanted to kind of simplify everything. And he does it on this, and what is a darn good version.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out. Promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. Well, now everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Job and tried to put my money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that close city bus. Now, baby, everything dies, honey, that's a bet. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on. It's getting cold. Maybe everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. I've been looking for a job, but it's hard to find. down here. It's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on this losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Well, I guess everything dies, baby.
Okay, who did it better? Mike and Murphy Show with Wibbly here in for Mike, in case you haven't figured it out. Martha and the Vandellas doing a song which is quintessential girl group 60s. The production is there.
Motown.
The Motown sound shaping it all the way down. And for me, you know, I'm going to give it to the station to make the call, but for me personally, I didn't hear Martha and the Vandellas version. I was probably 6 years old, didn't have the radio tuned in, but I was definitely tuned in 1975 when Linda Ronstadt recorded that for Prisoner in Disguise. So,
and it's hard to say that somebody did better than Linda Ronstadt. They are two completely different versions. Hers is very poppy, where Martha and Vandellas have this really gospel influence.
And it kind of gets down again to the production and the vocal style,
right,
which becomes a theme over and over again. But when it's Motown, I'm not going to vote Linda above Motown, but I'm not going to vote Motown down. So that's where I'm going to leave it.
Okay. And everything's subjective, right?
Yeah.
But since we're doing the show, we can we can make the rules. So, how about Youngblood? So Bad Company did a version of this. That was actually the first version I heard because the Coasters were a little bit before my time. But once I heard the Coasters.
Run with the Pack. Oh, God, what a killer album to come out. These guys came out just full out of the pack.
They were great. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that the bassist from Mott the Hoople came in. Mick Ralphs came in, and Paul Rodgers came in from Free. Mm-hmm. So Bad Company had the advantage of being a brand-new band with deep, deep roots, and what a developed sound they had.
Almost a super group.
Not quite. They became super together.
They became a super group, that's for sure. Yeah. And, once I heard the Coasters version, I was like, oh my goodness, I can see why they wanted to do this song. Because the Coasters version is fantastic. I think both of them are fantastic versions.
I saw her standing on the corner.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Young blood. Young blood. Tell me why you young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. I took one look and I was fractured.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Young blood. Young blood. Young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. What crazy stuff. She looked so tough. I had to follow her all the way home. Then things went bad. Met her dad, he said,
you better leave my daughter alone.
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun. And all night long my heart was crying. Why, you're the one.
Y'all the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
Out of my mind. Young blood.
Soul at its best right there, Jackie Wilson, and Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. It was covered by Rita Coolidge, and she does a fine job with it back in the 70s. And she changed the title a little bit. Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher and Higher, as opposed to Your Love Keeps Lifting Me.
That really matters when you're looking up a song in the database.
It does.
It matters just a little bit.
So maybe put the artist name in to show up. But
well, there's no messing, though. The next song up is Another Saturday Night, Sam Cooke versus Cat Stevens.
Hmm.
You have to flip a coin as far as I'm concerned. Hard to say anything bad about Sam Cooke, though. So two styles, two musical styles, different production. But did Cat do it better? We say no.
Another sad day. Seen a lot of girls assisting. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet, I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now, another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. If I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. Some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
The Oldie Station. Sing along loud and proud.
I love to sing along.
97.9 The Wren.
People smile and tell me I'm a lucky one, and we've just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. Sun is gonna shine above. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with money, and everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Seems as though a month ago I was baby kind, never got high. Oh, was a sorry guy. But now I smile, a face, a girl that shares my name. Yeah, now I'm through with the game. This boy will never be the same. Bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me just begun. Yeah, we're gonna fly to the sun. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with honey. Everything will bring a chain of love, love. And in the morning when I rise, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything is gonna be alright. Love the girl who holds the world in a paper cup. Drink it up. Love her and she'll bring you luck. And if you find she helps your man, buddy, take her home. Yeah, don't you live alone. Try to earn what lovers own. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. And everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright.
A heartfelt song about fatherhood and what it does to your life. Loggins and Messina does the original. Ann Murray does a cover, and Ann Murray always had a very nice, polished, clean sound, and of course, the woman's perspective. But when it comes to father and son relationship, I'm going to go with Loggins and Messina's version.
Especially since Kenny Loggins wrote it. We'll give him a little more credit for that, right? So, all right. So, can't beat the original. Well, there's this famous performer that I think most people have heard of nowadays named Beyonce. She's pretty incredible vocalist all on her own. And she loved Etta James. And so she did a version of I'd Rather Go Blind back in 08 for the movie Cadillac Records. And but if you talk to the blues fans and the music critics, they say,
at yeah, last, it's yeah, Etta James.
Yeah, it's Etta James and only Etta James.
Face, yeah. Ooh. And
Too proud to beg. I think this is probably, if everybody watched American Idol, when the people come in to do their song in front of the group, this song I think is number one. They try to do it, and you've got the Temptations up now against Rolling Stones. 1966 takes on 1974. But when you look at someone like David Ruffin, you know, he's got that gospel thing, that desperate sound.
Tough to beat him. And
yeah, now Mick'd it, so it's getting another one of those. The artist does what he needs to do with it. But I would also say, in the timing of it when it happened, 66, just, I don't know, it makes me think of Marvin Gaye. It makes me think of the whole movement. And so I think you got to give it to the Temptations.
Yeah, yeah. There's probably a lot of Stones fans that really love the Stones version of it.
Of course they do.
I think there's a distinct difference between the two that gives a distinct advantage to the Temps. So, but again, subjective. All right, how about I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor. And, of course, she, a little bit of a powerhouse vocal there. And a great bass line. Great. Of all, I'm not a big fan of disco music, but of all the disco songs, this is always, I've considered one of the best. But the band Cake strips it down, adds a trumpet, transform it.
I haven't heard that one. I'm going to have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Because, and I probably will say I like Cake because I'm of the opinion that I Will Survive was played just maybe 1 or 10,000 times too many.
And here we are going to play it 10,000 one time.
Hey, it's the oldies.
Yes.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And saw your back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, I'll now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
stand tall. You know a man can crawl, but when he knows you tell lies and he lives from passing by, he's not a man at all.
I think there's another thing that's been happening in this show tonight. Who did it better? You got the Everly Brothers. There is a cover of an Everly Brothers song that you're not going to believe. Nazareth. Nazareth sang. You know, it's an Everly Brothers song. I'm trying to imagine Nazareth doing Kathy's Clown, but no. Reba McEntire took it on. She changed the lyrics around, made a third-person narrative about a jilted lover. And Reba, you know, she's modern country. She's got a heart of gold, but I think
great,
you should leave.
Great voice, too.
I'm not going to put anybody up against the Everly Brothers.
Yeah. Those harmonies? Are you kidding me?
They invented it, I think.
Yes, very much so. All right, Bobby Fuller 4 did I Fought the Law, and some years later, The Clash did it as well. And The Clash, one of my favorite bands of all time. So The Clash did a fantastic version, but so did Bobby Fuller 4. So we'll just say, okay, can't beat the original. Might be just as good, but can't beat it.
Oh,
Well, Wibbly, it's happened once again.
Clock on the wall says, time to go. Did a show.
Time to wrap things up. And we got one more song to do that. But before we do that, we're going to talk about next week. Next week's show is titled Not Their Most Popular Song.
Uh-huh. Okay, and I love how you announce these early, because I was just talking earlier about how I found the Wren at a work. I was at work, and the guy would play it. We would look forward to Mike and Murphy because you'd announce the show, and we'd think, well, are they going to do this one? Are they going to do that one? So I think not most popular. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes. And you said something about Gilbert O'Sullivan was an example.
Yes. So what Gilbert O'Sullivan song was not his most popular? We know what his most popular song was. Well, Alone Again, naturally.
Alone Again, yes. Yeah. Not biographical, he said.
Right, not at all. But so we have a lot. Yeah, we'll be working on that show. We'll get it together. We'll have it ready for next week. In the meantime, T-Rex doing a song that was covered by Power Station.
And Power Station was the mix of Robert Palmer, the guys from Duran Duran, and somebody else. Who was the third one? The drummer?
Drummer from Chic.
All right, so
a lot of talented people there.
Sort of a super group, kind of, right. In the 80s?
Yes.
But they take on T-Rex.
They take on T-Rex, and they did a respectable version of Bang a Gong, but this is T-Rex, Mark Bolan and the boys.
Going back in time.
Back in time.
All the old classics.
From the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, WRENLP Charlottesville, we are 97.9 The Wren.